All right, lads, welcome back to Inside MC, the podcast where I sit down with an amazing guest, or in this case, guests every single week. And although I say every single week, there won't be a podcast next week because I'm not scheduling a guest this week. Surprise to the two guests here who I think might be listeners of the podcast. We'll get into that later on. But today I am joined with the amazing owners of Cube Championships, being Amy. This is the part.
Whoa,
hi.
And
hello.
Velvet.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here too.
Welcome in, both of you. How are you doing today?
Amy, you go first.
Okay. I am very well, a bit tired, but I am well. How are you today, Insane Orbits?
I'm good, thank you. I am Tuesday. This podcast was meant to be recorded on Monday, but I'll take responsibility. I pushed it back. And now I'm getting ready to move out. I'm going to be packing in 2 days. This podcast is going to come out and I'm going to be in my new home. It's insane.
You're going to listen to the podcast in your new home. Is that going to be the first thing you do?
Yeah, I just love myself so much that I just... Do you know how many times I've listened to certain podcasts? About 20. Like, if I could just spend my entire day listening to myself speak, oh, God. And the ad rev I'll get from it as well, it's insane.
Opposite thoughts, because I hate the sound of my own voice, and you love the sound of opposite people.
Why does your mic keep dying, Velvet? Sorry,
my mic is poor. My mic's quite poor.
Do you mind sitting in front of it? That'd probably...
I'm just gonna hold it, man.
So you sound great like this. Perfect. What about you, Velvet? How are you doing today? You didn't get to answer.
I'm doing okay. I've been watching stuff. I went out and had a chippy earlier, so pretty good so far, I'd say.
When you say stuff, you mean Inside MC podcast, right?
Yeah, that's the only thing I've really done.
Yeah, no, respects, fair play. Well, before we get into waffling about Cube Champs today, this is like one of the first podcasts in a very long while that I don't have any notes written down for. So this is just going to be pure waffle. But before we get into that, we'll go with you first, Velvet, because Amy went first last time. I always like to give the intro for you to introduce yourself. So who are you? What do you do? Even though we've kind of brushed over it. And a fun fact, either about yourself or in general.
I'm Velvet. I own Cube Champs, shockingly. I'm the main coder. I enjoy coding. Coding's pretty fun. The main fun fact about myself is that I like football. I used to play football. I used to be a midfielder, usually. And I was bad at running, but I could pass a ball really good, and that's why I had so many assists. But I never really scored.
Did not know you played football. That's really sick.
Yeah, I was not very good at it. That's why no one knows.
And what about you, Amy?
Well, as Orbit just said, hi, I'm Wow Amy. But a fun fact about me is, for Cube, I am the main game designer. I make most of the games or design them, which you with like Rush and Building Blitz and shit. And then for fun fact, I really like theme parks, and I have been going to theme parks since I was 4, and I have ridden over 100 roller coasters.
I actually have a pretty fun fact for you as well, Amy, like that I know about
what,
you.
What's your fun fact for me, Orbis? What is it?
You're currently recording this podcast on a microwave.
Actually, it's a smart fridge.
It both does the same thing.
That's true. Both do the same thing.
They do, don't they?
Recording it on a £10 microphone from Tesco.
They both have the same outcome. If you think about it like that.
Yeah, but it's a good microwave. You know, I heated my burger earlier.
Did you enjoy that burger?
It was a really nice burger.
Well, Amy and Velvet. So obviously, to a lot of the listeners who might not know about this, who don't keep up with the Inside MC Twitter account, which you should go and check out, Inside MC on X. Firstly, the Grafted Together Award nominations have been closed now. Voting should open next week, I think. Yeah. Yeah, it should be next week from when this podcast is coming out. So you can go and start voting on whoever's nominated. But secondly, very, very big thing, is that Inside MC and Cube Championships have partnered. What?
Yay. What? I can't believe this.
I have had so many people on the podcast. I've had Wolfie from Block Wars. I've had Joe Capolo from Capolo Media. Shalom from Mayhem. Jules from Mania. Who else have I had? And I'm probably going to get Creepy from Clixon at one point.
So you had the Drag Pit guys.
Say that again?
You had the Pandora's Box guys.
Yes, the Pandora's Box trio, as well as Master Garth and a separate podcast as well. So I've covered a few, like, oh, and also obviously Noxite and Avondale. I've covered a fair bit of events, but obviously if we weren't doing this club, I don't think I'd go anywhere near Cube Champ. It sucks.
You're cruel, you are.
No, I love Cube Champs.
Right, let's put up that statistic. Out of your last 5 events, 4 of them have been Cube Champs, I think?
Actually, out of my last 5, I think 3 of them have been Cube Champs. And it would have been another one, but we mutually agreed that I should be on the bench because I'm playing too much. Hold on, let me check. I'm gonna check the factuals right here now. So to speak about other events, sorry, apologies. So, on the 25th of May, I played in Solar X Shine Brighter. On the 8th of the 6th, I played in Cube Champs 1. On the 20th of the 7th, I played in Solo X Inside MC. And then, yeah, my last three events have all been Cube Championships, in which I placed third as a team, first as a team and one, second as a team and one. So, little bit rigged, just a little bit rigged.
You're Cube Championship merchant.
I am. I'm a one-trick pony.
You probably would have won, or at least got top two in that third place, if I didn't sell the bag and get 17th, which is my lowest placement ever.
Did I top frag that team, or did I second frag it?
Because you second frag.
Yeah, that's my highest ever placement in an event, by the way, 10th. Unless you count MCBC 16 back in 2023, in which I placed 8th. But that doesn't really count, because there's only a 16 player roster. But in Blitzball, I placed 11th, and we won that. So that's the high. Other than that, that's the highest ever placement I've had. Oh, wait, no, I placed 7th in MCBC. Anyways, kind of insane, really. But
see, it's funny because that's your best placement, and out of my history of Cube, lowest I've dropped is 12th. That was excluding Ascension, which is 17th. So I might be just bad. I'm just bad.
Maybe, yeah.
True.
That's what I'm going for.
No, that was literally all I wanted to say.
Well, you just wanted to go burb.
No, I went, this is true, but I guess my mic cut out.
Oh, no, all I heard was burb. For the listeners here, then, I guess I want to hear it from your end, because maybe I have a different perspective, obviously, from my end. Why did Cube Championships and Inside MC come to partner?
Probably more of a question for Amy than for me.
So, one day, me and this insane Orbitz guy, we were just having a casual conversation, and I think it was you who said, as a joke, what if Cube and Inside MC, like, partnered together? And I responded with something like, oh, that could actually be cool. And then you said, let's speak about it when Velvet's home. And then we did. And now we're here.
Yeah, I remember that adding /HJ, because I was like, you know what, this is serious, but at the same time, I don't want it to come off as too serious, just in case. I just thought, like, it'd be cool. Like, I saw, like, Ray partner with Ray Station partner with Clicks, and obviously other projects that partnered with each other. So I was like, you know what is a way that I could probably expand the Inside MC brand? And I was like, well, see, I don't want to buy your own Cube Championships, because I wouldn't want to do that. You've put in the hard work, and honestly, if you were to sell it to me, I'd assume it'd be a lot of money, rightfully so. And also, then you probably wouldn't want to sell it again, rightfully so. So I thought, what if I, like, just take, quote unquote, take Cube Championships under my wing, give them the promotion through Inside MC, because I feel like I could bring a lot of traction to it. And also, I feel like I've already gotten you some pretty cool players that you've crafted some pretty cool teams out of. Obviously, one or two of them I would have made a different team for, but, you know, some of the teams are very sick. Like, this podcast comes out on the 24th. I believe on the 26th is Cube Championships creator event, right? Or is that, yeah, it is, right?
Yeah. 26th it is, yeah.
So you the Andronicus team, the speedrunner team, is very, very fire.
Thank you. That one was a very fun team, I think. Mainly because it was mostly me just sitting there and thinking, and then Amy said yes, and that made me happy.
You like speedrunners, I remember you mentioning it.
Those teams were mainly made by Ashley, because I fell asleep before we were supposed to make teams. And I didn't wake up for, like, I think it was 2-3 hours. So
2 or 3 hours, I just made teams.
Oh, God. I make teams quite quickly as well. People, like, they are, like, people always saying about how they, like, kind of articulately make the teams over, like, hours. The Inside MC teams are made before, like, sign-ups even really come out. And, like, well, I mean, some teams are made. Like, for instance, the blue team for the Clicks one was, like, made way before. And then when sign-ups do happen, I make teams in, like, 10 minutes. I'm just like, yep, okay, this works. And I check checklist. I'm like, oh, it fits checklist, perfect. And I just go from there. So,
yeah. We have a similar thing with sometimes. The main example I can remember was the very first Cube. I had an idea for the yellow team, which was the team, two players, you probably won't know them, but Otoed and Frosties. That was the whole vision behind Cube 1C. Can we balance these two really good players? Which we did, and they signed up. So we were all saying, like, right, before signups even close, that's their team. And look, lo and behold, went through to the final draft. So.
Oh, fair enough. To be fair, with the Cube Champs teams, I always, like, I feel like you guys have gotten really good at balancing. Like, I'll be honest, in the earlier seasons, obviously it was still good, but, like, you were new to it. I mean, I know you've worked on events in the past, the both of you. At the same time, you haven't really worked on an event together. So now, like, you've kind of got the player management unlocked for the both of you. Essentially, I feel like you've done a lot of building. And I think I've kind of done the same with Inside MC. Like, I know there's joke shouts that I rig my teams. I mean, we were making jokes before the podcast. I won the last two Cube Champs teams. And I want you guys to vouch for me here, I don't have any impact on the Cube Championships teams, and that's a very rare occasion when our team make for a new ad. Other than that, my teams aren't made by me. I have no influence other than requesting people, and I don't even get to choose if I get put with them. I need you guys to vouch for me here.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, for Inside MC, obviously you made the teams. Yeah, we just said yeah. Yeah, for Creator Free, your team was made by both of us. For attention that was mainly made by Amy for. Well, you played Crater 1, and that was mainly made by us too. Yeah, you haven't made any of the Team Director Cube
as well, which was heartbreaking. But to be fair, the first two cubes I was in, well, the one that I subbed out of, they were They were that was before the partnership. Sorry, the partnership like kind of came around quite quickly. I mean, I just shot a message, and then after that, we was like, yeah, this works. And I feel like it's been quite successful so far. Obviously, there's like still some things to iron out, like with every partnership, and this is me being honest on the podcast here. Obviously, I won't get into it, but like there's little disagreements every now and then with like different ideas, which is completely valid. And I feel like we're on a very good understanding of like, I will tell you my honest feelings and you can tell me your honest no's. As in, I can be like, this has annoyed me, and you can turn around and be like, well, it's our event, and neither of us get offended, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So I was gonna say something else as well. That's it. I don't think it would be announced by now. It's probably going to be announced either at the start or halfway through November, at least publicly. But there's a really, really cool, thing happening with Cube Championships in December, which I'm extremely excited about. And it's kind of nice because, like, again, I won't take full credit because every party had to say yes in it, and every party had to work on it, and every party will work on it. But I will say, like, I'm very proud that I was able to kind of come in, come up with this idea. And that's also what I value about this partnership, is you're letting me throw ideas at you and you're actually doing them. Like, you're actually turning around and be like, oh yeah, let's do this, like what's happening in December, which I'm very excited about.
I think what's gonna happen in December is very interesting.
Yeah,
are you guys,
who knows, there might be more exciting stuff.
Ooh.
Next year, maybe.
Ooh. Which I don't know about. Unless I do I know about it? I don't know about it.
You do know about it, actually.
I haven't read what it is, to be honest.
Actually, I can say it here. At least an Ascension 2 will happen.
I don't mind you saying it. Okay, I'll keep that.
It will happen. At least one and Ascension 1 was like probably the most fun I've actually had ever hosting a cube. So it's just so fun just to see two completely different competitions of rosters just absolutely duke out, and we feel that it went down really well, so we're going to bring it back next year.
I just realized,
right,
because I'm like shit hot when it comes to Cube Championships, that means I'm going to have to be put in the Elite roster. I don't qualify for a second anymore.
Yeah, that's true. You're going to have to be put in the Elite.
I mean, the next time I play Cube Championships, if I win it, I'll be one of... has anyone ever won three in a row? I feel like I'd be the first, right? Because people have won two in a row, but no one's won three.
Yeah, no one's won three in a row. People have won three cubes. Yeah, but...
You're the owner.
Okay, to be fair, I just keep accidentally winning.
That's the same with me. Like, my team for Q Championships, the Porto MG, Dwitty, Bungie, and Finman, that team wasn't meant to win. Like, we weren't meant to do as well as we did. We were meant to just be this fun, vibey team that did all right. I didn't know we were going to go on to win the entire thing. Like,
come on, man.
Also, I love that finale. I love the CubeShop finale. I think just games like that, and like obviously, like again to talk about another event. Sorry, but PB, how they have that finale. I feel like those ones I just really enjoy.
Crossbows. I just like crossbow finales. I just like crossbow games in general. I just love crossbow.
Yeah, I seem to always cook, which is quite exciting.
You guys can win finals,
and we can make.
Yeah, you're really bad at winning finals.
I have lost. I'm pretty sure I've lost my last like six final appearances. So that's fun.
I won my last one. As you know, I lost my last one to mine
as well.
With
you won them. Yeah,
I was just gonna say, with Cube Championships as a whole, because we kind of jumped straight into the partnership, because I wanted to clear the air for that, which was pretty cool. How did Cube Champs even come about? Like, why did you guys decide to make it?
That's the story for Ashley.
Yeah, so initially it was in August last year. We did Retro Rumble, and then obviously the Retro Rumble in October. And after that, I just wasn't happy with the event, so I rebranded it to Cube, and then took basically a 6-month break because I had no motivation to do anything. And then Amy came along, because by that point, we'd been dating for a long time. And I think it was like Amy talked about like wanting to do something for events again, and I was like, you want to co-own Cube with me? I need motivation. And she said yes. And then we started working on Cube. In about 3 months, we had an event, and that's kind of how Cube started. And then we just kind of kept going from there.
What about like the concept of it though? Because I mean, again, this is just me being open on the podcast. It doesn't mean it's bad. It's just, this is my own personal opinion, which isn't like a factual opinion, if that makes sense. But like, obviously there's some games that are duplicates. Like I'm getting sick of spleefing events. And I've made that very clear to you guys. And although you've got a really nice spin on it, because I've done well in spleefs prior, like before, obviously like you've done a spleef, you've got a nice little twist on the race game, which I mean, like all things, it needs to be a bit ironed out. But other than that, like, you know, the crossbow game, I'm never good with getting that games. I think it's called Sharpshooters. That's really good.
Yeah.
I quite like the hunt game now that you've changed the version. I didn't like it at first, and I made that very clear. But like, that game's really good. So you've got like kind of similar-ish games to other events, but also your extremely unique spin on it. What was the ideas behind those specific games being used or being made?
Yeah, you go first. Okay, Boomspleef was my idea for it happening in Retro Rumble. It was literally just, what if we did Booms? What if we did Spleef, but we just added guns? That was the I made the game channel, and the only thing I put in it was, what if we just did Spleef with guns? And then that's how you got Boomspleef, and then we just kept making it better, and now there's TNT cannons, and it's hilarious. Sharpshooters, again, was in Retro, but instead of the actual couch point you stand on, you had to put a block there, which was really weird. And people gave feedback, why do you just stand on it? I was like, oh yeah. So now we just have Domination from Call of Duty as a crossbow game, but I think that's really fun. And then I think the other games are more for Amy, because she was the one who made those ones.
So you mentioned Hunting Haven being one of your favourites. Originally, Hunting Haven didn't actually exist in the roster. It was, I think it was the last game decided upon what it would actually be. So we got through coding, I think Sharpshooters, Spelunkers, Rush, and Boomspleef all finished entirely, and then we had a game called Hiding Haven, which was essentially just hide and seek, but there's eight rounds instead of, or five rounds, and one person hunts per round from each team. But we just, I was really not happy with that idea, and I'd literally just had the idea of, like, what if you just had, like, tag, but when you die, you respawn. And like, we workshopped it a bit, and then it was like, hang on a minute, it's actually really fun. So we just brought Hunting Haven in to replace Hiding Haven, and yeah, it went down really well. People loved it.
I'll say as well, with the points and stuff as well, you've gotten quite good at that, because I learned recently that you get more points if you tag someone new in hunting, I believe. Like, if you tag the same person over and over again, yeah, you win the round, but you don't get as many points as you would get in a fresh tag. And if you survive without being tagged, you get points for that. But I think it's quite nice, the little, like, changes of balancing you're making, like, taking feedback on board heavily.
Oh, we don't have that yet, but it'd be cool.
Oh, do you not?
No, but it's something that we've talked about and we're probably going to do in the future. Well, I just haven't implemented it yet because of work.
Well, you're still proving my point with the whole listening to feedback, because, you know, I've indirectly suggested it because I thought it was already a thing, and you're going to take it on board and do it, which is, like, really cool. So it kind of proves it.
Yeah, I think that, I'm going to give credit where credit's due. For, like, some games, like, I believe, like, Building Blitz and... I think it's Rush. Building Blitz and Rush especially, I've had lots of help from our other build teams, like, to help it be more innovative. So, like, Dre and Shadow Assassin all helped me to, like, create new ideas with these games. And, like, example, your idea of it being worth less to tag the same person over and over again, I believe, and I'm sorry to take this away from you, that it was suggested by Shadow, like, a week ago, maybe?
I think it was suggested by, I want to say, Excla in Pride way before that.
Oh, I'm not taking credit for this. This is what I was told during the who was I teamed with? I was teamed with Kel,
Beef Salad.
I think it was either Dane or Obi mentioned it. Maybe
Obi.
So I'm guessing. So it wasn't me. It wasn't a suggestion from me. So I don't want to take credit for it either. Obi mentioned it. It is just something that is a case. Is the case, sorry.
I mean, fair enough. It, like, the game, like, it needs improvement. It definitely should have it, but it's just a case of it'll be added at some point. It's just obviously time crunch with other stuff, like life in general, really.
Yeah, too much ideas, not enough time. Basically.
Which is why, if you are going to tune in to Cube Creator Championship 4, you'll notice that there's not, like, a ton of changes, just because life got in the way. Because we were originally going to introduce a new game for Cube Championship 4, but because of life, that game's been pushed back to somewhat in the future.
As all things do.
Yep. But hey, you get a game leak now. You can put it on your podcast and say, new Cube Championship info in the podcast, come watch.
Obviously, recently you added a new game, the Bingo-esque game. That's one of my favourites. However, it doesn't really get played much. So a question that a lot of people are probably wondering, do you have something planned to, you know, rotate how many games are getting played? Because some games obviously are getting played more than others. So is there a plan in place?
Yes. Yes. When this new game comes into the roster, we want to change the event to, instead of being 6 games played, it will be 8 games played. But we're aware that, obviously, when Elites 2 and Ascension will come back, like, some games won't fit in either rosters, like vice versa, having, say, Boomspleef in Cube Elites. Whilst, yes, the players love Boomspleef, it's kind of air to have a spleef game in, like, a super sweaty high comp event. So we'll be rotating games in and out based on what's needed, as well as also just trying to update all the games to be of consistent quality, so no game feels like it's lackluster compared to the others.
That's fair. I like that.
Because at the end of the day, I think the reason, or one of the reasons why I think people don't vote Collectathon as much as they say, but they vote, say, Sharpshooters or Rush, is because some people will be of the opinion that it's a rather underbaked game because it's so simplistic in its nature, which is to its strength or to its weaknesses, but we have ideas to make it more like complicated and just engaging for those who think it's just boring in that sense.
I think the issue you probably face, and to kind of echo you here, is that obviously with Rush there's different ways to play it, and I feel like Rush is, you've done quite a good job of countering the final mosh pit. Like, yeah, it happens every now and then, but you know, in the final minute, like pushing the border in, leaving the border open, then like, you know, making everyone's kits the same so they're forced kind of into fights, I think that's a really good ad that like not many events have ever thought of doing or even done. But when it comes to, like, Rush, for example, sorry, is, and the perfect example is my team with Kel. Obviously, we tried the first two kind of being my way, which was just mining ores, you know, stacking up on that, which was working until Kel was like, why don't we just fight someone early doors? And we did it. So you can kind of, and it worked really well. So you can kind of think of different ways to play. Whereas with Collectathon, it's kind of like, all right, you do trees, you two get grindstones. Like, you know, it's kind of the same shot over and over again and kind of just hoping you get lucky and finding a cave. So I get it. I mean, I think it's fun personally, but then also I guess the same argument can kind of be flipped on Spleef for a perfect example. It's like you're just mining blocks and shooting arrows, like it's, there's not really a strat behind it. I feel like Spleef is a lot of the time luck, so it really just depends, I guess.
I would say I disagree. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, hit me.
There you go.
I'll go first. I think with Boom Spleef specifically, I think there is a way to play the game that isn't necessarily just mine block shoot arrow. Obviously that is the main point of the game. It is Spleef. I can't fix that. But you can just do some incredibly funny tech with the TNT that I think a lot of people do not realise you can do. And people, I know people have worked with my VODs before. They've told me they do it. So people should watch my Boom Spleef and just see all the wacky stuff that I do with like TNT cannons and dropping TNT on people's heads, because it is, if you do that, it makes the game so hilarious to play. So I think in a way, if you just play the game in ways that are just fun, but I think you can play any game in a way that's fun. It just depends on how you go into it, I guess.
But I'm not trying to downplay Spleef, and like, sorry, I don't mean to like come off as if I'm chatting shit about it. I was just using an example to compare to like Collectathon and Rush, if that makes sense. But I agree. I mean, the Rory Piss strat, as I like to call it, which he just never even agreed to the name. I mean, I don't know why I called it that because of the test. Yeah, because of the cheeky little test that I did. But obviously, it was me who came up with it. I just call it the Rory Piss strat, which he has like no agreement into. But you just like go to middle and mine that, and you found a really good way to counter that in making the box respawn. So if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna have to do it really late. And I think I did it in Ascension as well, didn't I? I mined all around me and had the middle in Ascension. So
yeah,
so I see it. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking ill of it. Like, it's still a really nice spin on just traditional Spleef, and I think events are doing a good job of doing that. I just mean if you compare it to like Rush, which is, you know, you don't know what team you're coming up against, whereas Spleef is like you can just get really unlucky. But then I guess the same can go for Rush if you have a good team come at you, basically. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, I know you're not talking shit, but also you're talking about Crumble Rumble, not Rush.
Yeah.
Oh, Rush is race. Sorry. Yeah. You know what I mean? I reiterated before this that I'm really bad with event game names. Okay. So, but you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm on about, which is good.
Yeah.
For context, every single time I said Rush in PvP, I mean Crumble Rumble. Rush is the race game, which is also really good. It just needs to, like, you know, it's the new map. I love the new map. Obviously, it needs a bit of changing to kind of make skips a bit more obvious. But other than that, it's like really good. I think you guys are cooking. I think you guys are doing a great job.
Yeah, on the topic of Rumble, I just want to mention a quick story from Cube Championship 1, like the very first event with our main roster. So the first time Spelunkers, which was the previous version of Crumble Rumble, was ever played, it got to the final, like overtime, and there was 39 people alive. The only person who died was on the yellow team, and he's Cube on the Bugon, and that's just when like Crumble Rumble's fate was entirely sealed. So from then forward, I spent like a week just like in my class just thinking, okay, how the hell do I get this better? Which is how I came up with Crumble Rumble. And then, as you said earlier, it's just gotten much better, really. Yeah, just a funny story, I thought.
I have a really cool idea for Cube, if you want to hear it on the podcast.
What's your idea? Yeah, sure.
You should add gambling.
That's a good idea, actually.
This is funny. We spoke about this yesterday, actually.
I love gambling. I mean, it'd have to be like basically, at the start of the event, right? Every team.
Yeah.
in the first 10 minutes while they're waiting for the people to join, because everyone's always late, right, teams can try and predict the team order, and for every team one they get predicted right, they get 100 extra points. It could make the difference. Like, if I predict Reds to come in second and I'm on red team, right, and we come second and we're second by like 88 points, that extra 100 points will make the whole difference and we could win.
You know, the thing is, if we had that, it would have, in Q3 with your team with Kel, B-Sad, Obi and Dane, that would have made a difference. I don't know if you're aware, but that entire event came down to round 7 of Hunting Haven.
No, I know, but I want to hear you. Go on, talk about it. I want to hear it.
it was your team and Orange team were literally like within like, was it 100 or 200 points from each other, Ashley?
In the overall team leaderboard, it was like 200 points. In the Hunting Haven leaderboard, at that point, it was about 50.
And because Hunting's on two times multiplier, that was literally just like the be all end all. Because if you didn't win that, you would have lost final. You wouldn't have got there. And it would have been we'd be having a completely different conversation earlier about you rigging events.
Do you know what's insane about that though? That Hunting Haven round 7 specifically. Is that so?
Yeah.
When we get into it, I zone out and I forget what team I'm on. So I'm doing callouts for the wrong player. So MX Air, I believe, who is hunting, tags me twice. So we go 2-0 down. And then after that, we all just wake up, lock the fuck in. Beef gets a shit ton of tags and none of us get tagged at all. We ended up winning like 5-2, I think, that round, which is just
5-3,
mental.
I remember.
Also, one of us did get tagged once. But still, that's absolutely mental. Like, that they was like, oh crap, I've been tagged twice. I'm just not focused into what the heck, Beef, you're the goat.
Yeah, I remember. A funny story also makes it funnier. Basically, the exact same thing happened in the main event, Hunting Haven last, and a team went from, I think blue team went from 5th to 2nd, just off Hunting Haven, because they won every single round, and the team that was in 2nd ended up going down to 6th, and it came down to the last round again, but it wasn't between those two teams. It was, I think, green and blue came down to the last round, but because blue won and green lost, it meant that blue went over green into finale, which funny, because then blue ended up sweeping the finale.
Hunting Haven is just the greatest cube game of all time, obviously.
Yeah, but the people keep going from like 6th to 2nd off of it. It's awesome.
For a bit of context for the listeners here, in case you're wondering why I don't like Spleef so much, there's two games that in event, well, there's three technically, but the third one is just the building games. I don't really care that. There's two games that I'm like famously known for, just like, it just throws my individual. Like, if I played an event without these two games, I reckon I could do quite good in, is a color jump one. So whatever the name, because there's multiple, so whatever name you want to call it, but you have to jump to the colors in the timer. And then Spleef, I always just famously perform bad in, unless I have one pop off like every year. But with referring back to this event again, so our team are like sitting comfortably in like 2nd or 3rd, like really doing really, really good. And then after Spleef, we just had such a shit performance that we dropped to 7th. Here's me in Amy and Velvet's DMs, like, what the fuck? This is bullshit, blah blah blah. This needs fixing, blah blah blah. And we dropped to 7th with two games remaining, by the way, being both Sharpshooters and Hunting Haven. And obviously, you know, I'm like, oh god, like, what team comes back from 7th place? This is insane. And then we just locked the fuck in, cooking Sharpshooters, which is, I think, one of my best performances ever in that game mode. And then obviously Hunted Haven, we do really good, make finale and then win finale, and it's like, what? So, and then after I was like, oh, maybe Spleef isn't that bad. But I remember you saying, I'll let you say it here, Velvet, I think it was you, Amy, or hear everyone speak about us, our performance in that, and Spleef.
You can actually.
In that Boom Spleef, I think I remember saying this to you at the time. It wasn't a case of the game's balancing being bad. It was that your team, like, with all respect to your team did abnormally terribly in that game, because 4 of you got bottom 5 and Kel got 10th, which is like, I want to say that's the lowest Boom Spleef score ever. As a team, it might be like 2nd, but it's definitely bottom 3.
It's still dog.
So I'm still surprised that you came back to finale, but it just shows how good you did in the last two games.
It was absolutely glorious to watch live, though. Just obviously the disdain that you had when you were in, when you dropped to 7th place, to then just watch like the comeback just happen. It was like, it was just really cool to watch live. It's like, oh my god, this it can actually happen.
I mean, we just locked in. I didn't realize we had it in us, but we did. So I'm very happy.
You got that dog in you.
What are, and you can choose which order you answer this. Maybe you can do like one each and like just go in like one each, or you're done. What are some of your favorite memories from Cube?
I'll go first, Amy.
I can go first.
You go first.
Orbitz, do you perhaps remember Cube Championship Pride?
I'm gonna be so real, I don't really watch events and I wasn't in Pride, so no, I don't.
Oh, okay, so you don't remember any of the teams.
Apologies. Wait, wasn't one of the teams like Kel or someone Otoed or something?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so one of my favourite moments, all respect to because originally Kel and Kaelin signed up to duo for that event, but then I got a random DM from Kaelin out of blue, and he said to me in the nicest way possible, he's a lovely guy, that, oh, sorry, I just can't make it anymore. I just wanted to tell you in case you put me in. I was like, yeah, that's all fine. And then I was just sitting down and just having a think about what are we going to do with this team? And it just came across to me the idea of Toad, who is one of the best, who's the best main roster player, and then Kel, who is probably the best creator player. And I pitched to Ashley, and she loved the idea. So we just like, okay, we did it. And the reaction to that team was really, it was just really nice to see, because people were so excited for it. If you want, I can actually send you the reaction of Toad himself to being told that team, because he absolutely lost his shit.
You showed me already.
Yeah, that reaction just really put a smile on my face seeing that happen, because it just showed that, yeah, people actually like what we do. They love to see what we make for them, and it was just really nice. Obviously, Lynn won, but we don't talk about that.
God, you guys need to stop. You two need to stop making overpowered teams. Gosh,
hey, we haven't made one in a long time, actually.
To be fair, Amy's fault/Jay. But I think, I can say my memory. I don't know. I have a lot of good memories with Cube. I think recency bias, but my favourite one probably is just Booms Bleep and Pixels for Hope, because that was the funniest thing ever, because round one was just me running around getting about 3 TNT cannon kills in like 30 seconds, and I started like crying laughing. So that was just hilarious for me. And then also the same day in the Obby birthday cube in Crumble Rumble, me getting first, even though I am known for despising PvP, was also hilarious.
Do you mind if I quickly say another one, because I just remembered something that happened?
No, keep going,
it's
fine.
Okay, so Rush Elites, it goes to lap 3, and Sochronix has a... I think it was Sochronix, right?
It's Sochronix, yeah, like a 3-second lead.
Sochronix had a really commanding lead, and obviously, like, I don't want to sound like I have bias, but I absolutely do have bias. My friend Mackles, he was in seconds, and we got to watch live the most, like, incredible comeback from Mackles of all time, to literally the point where they were on top of each other for the entirety of the last 40 seconds of the race. But unfortunately, the record, that VC of me, Ashley, Sig and a few others reacting to it as lost media, but we were literally all standing up and screaming, just like literally a team's won the football, the World Cup. It was so exciting to see, because Sochronix failed one little skip and Mackles pulled off the most difficult and like rewarding skip on the map. So they were just on top of each other for the last 20 seconds, and it was just so fun to watch.
What about
teams? Also a reason why I want to release again.
Obviously, I know teams, the answer to this, but what's some of your favourites?
I mean, obviously I mentioned the pink team Pride, but I think another one is Team Chopped in Elites, purely because obviously when a team went out, people see a team of Brinks, Chaos21A, Morgan, Fubby, and I think it was Moist. Yeah, Moist. They see a team up like that and they're just like, well, how is this balanced? What the fuck? And then just to watch the entire event go by, and obviously they had a bad day, game order didn't help them, and they ended up in 7th. It's just, that's one of my favourite teams, just because it kind of showed off to everyone that, yes, we can balance. We might look strong, but we can do balancing.
Yeah, that's one of my favourite teams as well, for similar reasons, because also it showed that there is in fact people who are better at Minecraft than the people who play a lot of events. As much as I like the people on that team, they do play a lot of events, and I think it's cool to see the top two teams be people who do not play very many events. But I think another one of my favourite teams is just Aqua from Creator 2, just because it was a really funny team. It was a speedrunning team at heart, but it felt like not like a speedrunning team. I think it was just very fun to make, and the reaction to it was also really fun.
So that one I enjoyed. Bring up an example you said from earlier, Orbis. The Creator team, Red team for Creator 4, is also just like a really cool team as well that I'm very happy about. And then obviously your team for Creator 3 was my personal favourite of the bunch, just because it was so cool to see like different people like interacting and mixing with each other. Because I didn't really know how that team would go down, but then obviously it won, and I've only heard glowing reviews from that team. So
from Creator 3?
You, Kel, Beef, Obby, and Dane.
Well, that was Creator 4. It doesn't keep thinking that was Creator 4. Creator 4 is the new one.
Yeah.
I forget how little cube events there's been, which is kind of crazy of like how good you're doing. Cause
I think a reason it feels like it's more, because obviously we've got the main cycle of events as well, and then the creator editions, and then occasionally we dabble in non-canons as well, which I think helps. But I've got a question for you, actually. What is your favourite team that Gube's had or you have had in Gube?
It probably would have been the creepiest Marshy's Dad team if I didn't have to sub out of it. I reckon I would have really enjoyed that team. Obviously, there's bias in the team that I made for Inside MCX Cube, like that one I wrote because the team I made. It just has to be the red team, really, doesn't it? The Kel team with Beef Salad and stuff like that. That team, which we played so well, and I feel like we vibed quite good considering none of us had already spoke as well. Nice.
I think on that team, it was mainly like you and Obby who had spoken before, and even because you teamed in Ascension, but then it was like not a lot because I thought so. It was a risky team, but in a sense, none of you really spoke to each other. I just think it went down really well.
Obby's great, don't get me wrong. So this isn't about them, but like Portal was obviously meant to be on that team originally, and I'm friends with Portal more than I am Obby. So I would have loved to have had Portal on that team. But I think even then, if we did have Portal, based on his performance in the Inside MC event, I think that team would have been a little bit too strong. come to look back on it now.
Yeah, Ashley can speak on that, I think.
I don't think it would have been too strong. Because like in the Inside MC event, Crumble Rumble had massively inflated points, and your team just so happened to have like a very dominant Crumble Rumble. So, which I think pushed the indivs of your team, anyone who did good in that, Crumble, like, more up. Like, I want to check if, like, I have a stat sheet up now. If you remove Crumble Rumble, then your team doesn't move down a lot. I mean, your team doesn't get first by a lot. It goes down by 4k, but it makes the Inside MC performances a lot less like viable for actually like thinking how good is this person at Q, because the end has completely changed pretty much.
That's fair. Yeah, I get that. To be fair, that was kind of my doing though, because I knew the ores would be buffed, so I made the idea of just going for ores and only ores. Might have been a bit rigged, but hey, what can you do, eh? What can you do? It's a charity event. Fine.
Exactly. It's all about charity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Did it raise 800?
800 to 900, I think. I don't remember the exact amount.
Well, Chandria made a donation that like got delayed, and then it just didn't end up going through on Tiltify. Like sometimes it can be a bit buggy and it just didn't work. So technically we raised like 900-ish, but it just didn't.
Yeah, that's really good for like, I think that was our second ever charity event.
Yeah, it was second, and then we did a third one recently.
And the possible, you stepped in for the Tiny Riot one, raised like what, 500, 600? Which is
something.
It was a last like minute, literally on the day, sub-in event.
Yeah, I thought people subbed out to quote Exler, but it was, I think in total, Cubes are raised 1500 now, which is like, that's a lot of money.
I reckon the one, and I will say that it's a charity event because I feel like we can say this. The one in December, which is a charity event, I feel like that's going to raise a lot of money.
I would hope it would. I think it'd be very, I just like raising money for charity, man, I don't know.
I love charity.
Charity, my beloved.
I feel like I haven't really done much interviewing about Cube Champs. This has kind of just been a podcast where we just waffle about the event. But like, obviously, we're on a bit of a time frame, sadly, because it's Amy's bedtime soon. So,
all right, I told you it should be fine.
To be fair, like I said, because I went into this without any notes, I knew it wasn't going to be really a long podcast. It's kind of just like, obviously, if I bring on one person, I can just ask them about specific things. But I feel like I've done a good job of asking you guys about about the event. Is anything you wanted to say, any of you? Like, add about Q Championships or anything in general?
Really? I've not got many things I want to talk about. I just like being asked questions and then answering them.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I have any more questions about Q Champs. I think we've done a pretty good job of just covering the basics.
Yeah.
I mean, are you both satisfied with the questions and the answers and all that kind of jazz?
I mean, so far, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you got any leaks for what we could see from Cube in the future?
More cubes.
No way.
Wow.
Hey, I don't tell us.
Sarcastic responses, I love it.
Okay. Next game.
Okay.
Next game. Next YouTube game. Okay. It'll be a PvP game.
Well, I hate PvP. I need to go back into character of my me hating PvP.
You're the one who's making it.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's her game.
Do we think Cube Champs will be around for a long time then?
I'd say so.
Most.
I don't see it ending. Yeah. I mean, it'll go on break, obviously, at some point, but it's not going to end anytime soon, so...
Well...
A long and fruitful Cube Championship.
Well, with that being said, then, before we wrap up the podcast here, because I'm pretty much done on my end, we do have some Twitter questions, which, weirdly enough, a few of them have come after when we were meant to be recording the podcast, so I feel like people missed a day a little bit, but they got lucky because we rescheduled, so I can ask them.
I think it's because I forgot to repost it, because I don't really, I stopped paying attention to Twitter very much recently, so I just kind of forgot to repost it, and then I reposted it, and all of a sudden all my friends saw it, so we're like, podcast questions, and then they ask questions.
Well,
Yeah, I remember Charles was chilling, and then all of a sudden I got like, I was four Twitter notifications saying different people just like responding to the thing. I'm like, you are so late.
No, they're not late. They're just merely on time.
Well, this one's from Breezy Rants. How much do I have to pay to get an 8-game boom sleeve tourney? And are you happy with where the event has gotten, or are you more excited to see where it all go?
Okay, so first question. Stick shekels.
To add on to the first section, I think you'll need to pay mental health support or a dear friend Shadow Assassin, who absolutely despises boom sleeve but does the scoring for it anyway.
I think we should make a team that's just like Shadow Assassin, Mini Boru, Insane Orbits, Kayla, and then a fifth boom sleeve hitter.
I'm down.
And just crash out essential spaps. For the second question, I'm more fussed about, like, I'm excited to see where it goes, but I also like kind of just like seeing where we are right now and then like, how can we make better so we're better in the future? Because I think that's quite important personally.
I'm going to be so honest. Can you please repeat the second question?
Are you happy with where the event has gotten, or are you more excited for its future? I mean, I guess you can technically be both, so I don't really understand the question, but you know, go ahead.
I mean, yeah, I'm happy where it is currently. I think we've done a good job. I think since Q1 there's been noticeable improvements with, like, as you said, Hunting Haven. I said Spelunkers earlier. I think it's improved a lot, but I'm very excited for the future because we've got a lot of cool games, cool updates, and like you said, the cool charity thing in December.
The next one then comes from Zingzi. Don't really get this one, so you're going to have to give some. Starting with Q4, explore how Q presents ideas about marriage in its events. Talk about how you will present ideas in Q4 via the art form of event games. How have you presented marriage in past events you have hosted?
We are not doing an anthology poetry question about Cube Championships. You can leave me alone. I've already answered one of those.
I mean, there was one building that's built at one point, which was like a wedding.
Yeah, the wedding, and then we did a sneak peek where it was us two getting married, and that was awesome.
If that's what she's asking for, then that's the answer.
Yeah, marriage.
But I think that build got removed from the pool.
Yeah, I think it got removed. I haven't seen it in a very long time, or at least since we moved mapped. So,
are the Inside MC builds leak gonna be in the friends roster as well, or is it just gonna be in the creator roster, like game?
They'll be in both. I'm not gonna change the pools between rosters. They can have both.
Well, I'm only linked with the creator roster. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah,
I don't care about your friends.
We're not gonna take out all of the Inside MC stuff between creator and main because that's just a lot of work and absolutely no gain. Either of us. But the way the builds are decided is it's just randomly picks a set. So it might appear in both, it might appear in one, it might appear in neither. It's just RNG. But we've made sure there's a lot of stuff around the entire event which you can link inside MC to.
Oh, there you go. The next one comes from Merg the Man.
God.
Can my dog please be renamed? Thank you.
No.
Final answer.
Again, I'm going to need some context for this.
Merc had a dog that was named after him during the Twig event that was basically... Mercman is a goober. He doesn't like being called a goober, but he is a goober. So we named the dog Mercman is a goober. I don't know. He's like, he also doesn't think puffins are real, which is confusing. But, you know, we just kind of let him do his thing. He's not really a real person in my imagination. But we're not renaming the dog because it's funny and it can stay forever.
Mercman's my goat.
Mercman's a conspiracy theorist, so I'm not really,
well,
not really
sure about him. What I'm going to do next time the rosters for the event mix up, I now know what's going to happen.
I'm going to change Merkman's name on the server to Goober permanently, just despite him.
If Merk is Orbit's goat, then I guess we're going to just put that to the test in the team.
Oh, no, I don't want to team with them.
Still
my goat though, but I don't want to team with them.
Merkman's been shut down.
Now, you know what, right? I have this thing, right? And I've said this before. I have, like, people who I'm friends with in my do not team, because there's certain people who I get along with and I like, and this isn't me talking about Merkman, I'm just saying in general, right? There's people I get along with and I like, but the thing is, I don't I don't want event owners to just by default be like, oh, they know each other, put them on a team, right? Because I want to meet new people. And B, some people I just don't want to play with in events. Like, there's just some people who I'm like, yeah, you're cool and we're friends and I'll stream with you, but at the same time I don't want a team with you. So yeah
that is fair. I have some cases like that which I obviously won't share because some people get very offended, but I get what you mean. I get where you're coming from.
Well, I mean, like, for instance, like I guess just to for anyone who's still kind of not getting it, just as an example here, like obviously I have Amy and Velvet on the podcast, right? And obviously we're partnered with Cube Champs. But if I sign up for a MC Mayhem and all three of us are in the roster, I mean, maybe for like the one first two, I'd put them in. But then I feel like it'd be such an easy trio to make of like, oh, what they like, okay, so let's just say Vercon as well, because of Gummy Studios, partnered with Gummy Studios, right? Oh, that's such an easy team to make. Why don't I just do Amy, Velvet, and Vera? But like, I'm like, that's cool because you're all great. But at the same time, I want to meet new people on a team with new people. So I don't want to be put just slumped on a team with four people I know because of the partnership. And I feel like events would do that, if that makes sense. That's like the best example I got. So
no, I get it. I think people get it as well.
And the final one comes from the worst player in Cube Championships history. Their words, not mine. Jake Stone. Stone get not last in Cube Creator Championships? I was never sent the script, so I just need to know. I hope never. I hope you come last for the rest of your life,
Jake. Cube Creator Championships 4, he's going to get 39. I believe in him. I believe in my goat, Jake Stone. He's going to do it for the people. He's going to do it for his fans, for the people, for millions of Jakeomaniacs all around the world.
I bet Jake's doing it on purpose. I bet they're just shit on purpose for the lore.
He throws rough every time just for the lore. I think he's actually doing that.
I'm going to drop a leak. Jake Stone was originally in Cube Ascension, and that was with his best chance to get 39. But he subbed out. He subbed up for Team Speed release.
That's the thing. He subbed out on purpose. That's what I mean. He's doing it on purpose because he would have easily come above 40.
Actually, we've got a clip farm on our hands.
Yeah, we need to, I'm going to make a compilation. I'm going to make a Jake Stone fan channel and just do compilations of all those cubes. I think that would be awesome.
Ooh.
Can be like Feinberg funny. Instead of Feinberg funny, it's Jake Stone jokes. That's a good one.
Well, with that being said, then that sadly brings the end of this week's Inside MC. A very shorter podcast, but it's completely fine. I just had to match your guys, you're both of your heights, you know.
Yeah, we are both busy. Mainly Amy, she has a bedtime.
Amy's off the bed now, and then me and Velvet have. Before I do the outro here, then I always like to give this opportunity for you both to promote yourselves. So for anyone who's just learned about Cube Champs or enjoyed the podcast or blah blah blah, where can people find both of you and where can they find Cube Champs?
You can find me on Twitter at Velvet Ashes and on Twitch at Velvet Ashes, and you can find Cube on Twitter at Cube Champs. There's creator roster applications on there, there's tester applications on there, we do the team announcements and all that on there. And you can find my name is Twitter's in the bio. So follow us, please. We like numbers. Amy, what do you want to say?
More or less the same. You can find my Twitter in at Cube Champs. And then also, if for whatever reason you want to see more of me, I appear from time to time in Velvet's Twitch. So you can find me there.
In the top right of my stream, there's a little drawing of her because she's also there.
I'm right left, but she's there. Apply for build applications.
If you want to build the Cube Championship, please apply.
They asked me to put this here.
One like on this podcast, and Amy will start streaming.
True.
No, I don't know about that one.
No, when is she streaming? When is she going to become a streamer?
Maybe when I get a better computer.
To be fair, your computer right now is genuinely like fossilized. I'm surprised it's still running.
If I ever stream, the first ever stream I will make will be about that one like on the Inside MC podcast I did.
All right, can you put that in our DMs and pin it, please?
Sure.
Lock in.
Well, thank you both again for coming on. You've both been absolutely amazing.
Thank you. I've had a good time.
I very much appreciate you. And thank you all for listening. Again, this has just been more of a general, like, waffle podcast, which is nice. It's nice to switch up sometimes and just have a little chat. You know, it doesn't always have to be, like, you know, very professional interviews. It can just be waffling with some friends. And anyway, with that being said.
All right. You're getting opt on next time I see you on Cube Championship. You're banned.
Yeah. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe. Don't eat too much bread. Pieces.
Yeah, Amy's going to be heartbroken about it when she loves her two slices of white bread.